everybody. We're GFBS. Welcome. Artist Heather Kraus joins us again in the studios here, Grand Forks Best Source. Show today brought to you by Handy Law Group. Do you lose sleep at night wondering if your loved ones will be able to look after themselves after you have passed? Handy Law Group could assist in making sure your estate is settled according to your wishes. They can help you with wills, trusts, probate, power of attorney. You can rest easy knowing your loved ones will be taken care of and their inheritance protected. Handy Law Group can help with criminal and family law cases, adoptions, probate and business law, and more. Put over 20 years of legal experience to work for you. Call to set up your initial estate probate consultation, 701-780-1286. That's 701-780-1286. Handy Law Group, serving Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Well, any questions or comments, 701-213-0863 is our phone number. And before we get talking with Heather Kraus, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. I made fish tacos last weekend. Yeah, I made fish tacos last weekend. They just swam off and weren't interested at all. All right, Katie, what do you got to say about that one?
Fish tacos?
Haven't you ever had fish tacos?
No.
Have you even heard of fish tacos or
no,
what?
No, I haven't. Fish tacos? Ew. I said ew the first. Ew. Gross. I feel bad for whoever eats those.
I like fish tacos. They're actually pretty good. Anyway.
Okay.
Heather Kraus, welcome back.
Hey, welcome.
Do you like fish tacos?
Yes.
Okay. See?
Okay. Maybe I'll try them. We'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. We had you in the studio a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You got big things coming up, and we will get to that. But we're going to kind of go over a little bit of your history here before we get going. Now, you were in the service, and in what branch were you in again?
I was in the U.S. Army.
Okay, you were in the Army, and you were stationed in Korea.
Yes, that was my first duty station.
Okay, and what happened to you in Korea?
In South Korea, I was in 2009. I was diagnosed with spinocerebellar ataxia, type 2. That's a neurological disorder that affects your cerebellum in the back of your brain.
Okay.
And it causes it to atrophy.
Okay.
Can take decades, but other people it takes. And some people have heard less than a year. Some people, like most of my family, has taken decades.
Uh-huh.
So,
and you were
slow progression.
Okay, you were an artist before this. How has this affected your art?
Well, I used to be so detailed and specific and hard on myself and very critical on myself, but I've learned to like love art again and be patient with myself and others. So having this ataxia and finding poor painting, it's actually made me realize a lot about myself as a person and as an artist.
So you kind of had to reinvent yourself a little bit as an artist and a person.
Yeah.
Okay. And this, you discovered this poor painting. I know when you were on the show a couple of weeks ago, we saw some of your artwork and it was incredible. And we've got more that we're going to look at also today. Now, with poor painting and the type of artwork you do, again, kind of reinventing yourself, you use a lot of different tools that most people wouldn't think an artist would use.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
So what do you use? I mean, I was trying to look at your thing. You straws.
Yep. That's one of the things I use straws to blow out the paint. And I use that in my Dutch boars. And I use like a dustpan. I pour the paint on the dustpan and drag it across the canvas very slowly.
Okay.
And it like folds onto the canvas.
You also use blow dryers.
Yeah. You can use a blow dryer if you want to use a little stronger force than a straw.
Yeah,
straw I use for more like detailed.
Mm-hmm. You also use, it says here, wood skewer sticks.
Yeah, wood skewer sticks.
Yeah, or, toilet paper rolls, another toilet one.
Paper rolls, yeah.
Playing cards, paper towels, solo cups, split cups, waffle batter, pour release.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. This is all used in art?
Yeah, yeah. Everything, a lot of stuff that you can find around your own house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go out and buy anything.
Sure.
So if you want to just get into this as a hobby, you learn how to do it. You can really basically do it with the supplies you have around your home, and it doesn't isn't going to cost very much.
Mm-hmm. You have got an art show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us That's correct.
It's on May 6th from 3 to 7, and it's at 215 North 3rd Street downtown. By the Hub Pub.
Okay.
And it's going to be a indoor-outdoor event, depending on the weather. And there's going to be a singer, live singer, and cake and refreshments, and, of course, pour painting art.
Now, is this just going to be your art, or will there be other artists involved with this, too?
Just my art.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are you worried about COVID? Are you going to do anything? You got to wear a mask?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to have social distance? Or how is that going to work?
Yep. Yep. We're going to have the masks and the social distancing. And especially if for the outside part, people can observe social distancing and you can wear your mask. The mask especially is going to be required inside, indoors, because it's a closed space. We're going to have hand sanitizer at the doors and like a little roped off area you can when you come in. And then we're only going to allow so many people in to look at the art at one time.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? We're going to look at some of the art you brought us again today here in just a minute. But I want to talk about Southtown Poorhouse. What a great place. In fact, every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse. You get half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6:30. Thursdays are even better. That's their Thursday night steak night. Here's a chance. You can get a 10-ounce hand-cut ribeye with a side of loaded mashed potatoes for only $12 from 5 to 9. You can add a side salad for another $2. And another great thing about Thursdays, $3 pounders, too. Make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out when your favorite band is playing live. Tonight, you can go check out Fool House. Tomorrow night, some shitty cover band. How about that? They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. You know, every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse. They're at 2015 Library Circle in Grand Forks, right next to the Grand Cities Mall here. Call 701-757-3825 to find out more. And again, check out Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out about live music. And again, tonight, you can go see Fool House. We are back with Heather Krause. She is an incredible artist here in Grand Forks, and she's got an art show coming up. But what do we have here for your art that we can look at?
Well, I brought... I talked about how I used to be very particular about my drawing, and I would spend hours drawing, and that's just an example of that's a piece they did. It's the one that I didn't know. I just had a book with, this is how you draw faces, and I was in high school, and that was my learning process.
Okay, is that a particular person, or did you just dream that up?
No, that was from the book.
Okay, okay.
There was the Brock told me how to draw the separate parts, to draw eyes, nose, lips, and that all came together from that.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you were diagnosed, can you still draw like that, or is that basically why you had to change the way you do art now?
Yes, that is why, because I no longer to draw that or to draw a human face. You have to be able to, in your mind, see a 3D visual, like, how do you explain that? What... Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Kind of.
The depth, I guess.
Yep, yep. Yeah, that'd be, yeah 3D
it's
almost.
Two-dimensional,
yeah.
It's not a flat sure. object. You have mm-hmm. to be able to
give
draw
it some
the
depth.
Light and the shadows.
Right, right.
Because when you paint a draw, you draw in the light and the shadows. Like, you're not drawing, when you draw, like, a face or a flower or anything, you're not drawing a flower.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the light and shadow, and it's becoming a flower, and what you see is a flower. But, yeah.
Okay. I made a quick mistake here. I read mm-hmm. the wrong thing about Southtown Poorhouse. By the way, coming up on the 30th at Southtown Poorhouse, let's see, the band is going to be Pop Rocks. There we go. My bad. Looked at the wrong date. Okay, now let's take a look. You have more art you want to show us here. And if you need a hand over here, Katie can grab it for you too, Heather.
Oh, it's right down here.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you just hand it to Katie and she can go bring it over to that camera. This one? This will be...
Which one?
Well, show this one
go
first.
Together,
yep.
But yeah.
Well, look at that one first because that's actually a picture you took
that
like that.
Is a picture of the drawing I'm about to show you. Man, okay. I can't really show them all dirty they are. Anyways. Yeah, that's the original drawing, the photograph
okay.
that I took. Yep. And I took it in the flower shop. And I actually brought it into Photoshop and light and photo and okay. Lightroom. Mm-hmm. And I processed it and digitized it and took out the background and reloaded it. So, yeah. And then about more over 10 years later, I drew this watercolor with Sandy Ellison in South Dakota. She helped me, like, it was amazing because, again, we drew the lights and the shadows, and it's like when we started, I could not see it, and she helped me. She helped me with it as far as drawing it out because it was kind of hard for me to do that, but she helped me with that. But she basically let me do the whole thing myself, and just mm-hmm. walk me through it.
Okay. Anything? I know you brought a lot of stuff again. You do some amazing work. Yeah. No, that's okay. Katie can grab it. You just say what you want to show next, and we can grab it.
Yeah. Can you hand me that bag?
No, right there in the chair.
Yep. This is going to be one of the merchandise items at the May 6th show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called the Boho Lou bag. And
okay, why don't you grab that too, Katie?
I think it's
on
the piece of paper.
Oh,
it has the specifics about the bag.
I have nothing about the bag.
Oh well, it's like made of like polyester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, but anyways, I'll be able to tell you more about it at the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Those are really cool.
That's an example of one thing that I'll be bringing. And I have a couple of bags, but I'm showing you that one today. And
I have a question. How did you get mm-hmm. the designs, like, with these? Like, obviously, you can't, like, use a straw with these. Like, how did you get, like, the mixture? That makes sense.
That one?
Yeah, on this bag.
I just
poured it onto
the canvas and tilted it.
Okay.
Just kind of let it run.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, that's question. A great idea, too, because more and more people are being aware of plastic. A lot of grocery stores getting rid of plastic bags. Mm-hmm. Something like this would be perfect to take if you got to go do a little grocery shopping or just carrying your stuff. I mean, heck, they make women's purses about that big now anyway, don't they?
Yeah, it'd be good for a purse or a bag or like a vacation, trip bag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like for a vacation or around the house or,
now,
whatever you want.
Now, you offer nationwide shipping, is that right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
On the website specifically, when you purchase an item, for nationwide shipping. And then from bigger paintings, my bigger paintings aren't offered nationwide shipping, but they are offered curbside pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be arranged, or I can arrange a local delivery in Grand Forks.
Sure, sure. Now, you don't just do bags and pictures and things that you hang on the wall. What else do you make? I mean, you make a lot of cool things.
I can show you on Instagram. I have it whenever you want me to show. Here, I'll do it right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Heather does way more than just paintings.
Yeah, and she can...
let me get these.
She can explain what we're looking at here in just a second.
Hang on. Nope. Okay,
nope.
Number one.
There we go.
This is her Instagram page, and I just wanted to show everyone. She does way more. She does mugs.
Skateboards.
I think these are like the drawers.
Yeah,
I think.
Serving trays,
yeah.
Serving. Notebooks.
Wow.
Heart-shaped notebooks, and then Apple Watches.
Yep.
And then there's one more thing I wanted to show everyone. Oh, the keychains. We got to hook them up with some Crocs, I think.
Yeah,
we mentioned that before.
I make Crocs, but yeah.
I might get a pair of Converse and have you do them then. But yeah. Guitar picks are, they're just cool.
Yeah, thank you.
And all of this stuff, will this all be available at your show?
The merchandise is on my website at Zazzle. And... I think of that Zazzle.com/shop/art_by_Heather.
There we go. Zazzle.com/store/art/by_Heather. There we go. Your Zazzle link. I didn't even know Zazzle was a word.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you got the totes, mugs, postcards, keychains. You also do Christmas ornaments and things like that?
Yep. I do the Christmas ornaments I did last year for the first time, or last Christmas, I should say, the first time. And I did that online in a follow-along kind of thing. People could... I gave them a supply list, and they could buy everything at their own time.
Okay.
And use stuff around their house if they want. And then they could follow along or watch it on their own time, whenever. And then, do it with me or do it by themselves.
I found the website. Is there anything you want me to, like, specifically show to anyone? I'm on the Zazzle website. Home products.
If you see the link... Here. Up there, it says collections.
Let me get this.
It's in the gray.
Collections.
Kind of shows.
Oh,
everything. Yeah. Cards.
Wow.
Okay. there's a lot. You do almost anything. So.
Right. But I'm not the one I'm the designer. And Zazzle also employs makers.
Sure.
And the people that... make the surface, and they apply my print to the surface of that product. So the
I'll show it
mugs
again.
And the shoes and the
this
watches
one?
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put the print on there. So if it's misprinted or the color's wonky or something, they have great customer service. Just give them a call or send me an email or something. I'll tell you who to call and the appropriate channels. And they'll get you squared away.
Okay.
Really good about discounting or getting new sizes.
I'd mentioned to you last time we talked that we have a tradition in our family with handing out Christmas ornaments every year. And so if somebody wants one of yours, or I guess it would be three or four of them, call you, get a hold of you a month or so in advance and order those up? Or how would I go about doing that?
Yeah. I'm open to doing... I also do like signs too. Like, if you ever seen those word signs, they're like 3D metal signs. I've poured on those before.
Oh.
I print them on first and then pour on them.
Okay.
So, yeah, ornaments, signs, paintings. I can do commission work. So, just email me whatever you're interested in or call me. and we'll set you up with either a painting or a something else.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of paintings, I think we got time to show another one. What's yep. Heather? blah blah. I'm losing my mind here. Katie. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Let's see those here. We'll.
I'll do this one first. The other one.
Here, I'll hold it for you.
Does it go up and down or sideways?
That way.
Up and down.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh. Yellow is my favorite color, so yeah. I personally like this one.
Yeah, that is really
that
cool.
It's called The Bee's Knees.
The Bee's Knees. Mm-hmm. What a great title.
Yeah. And people often think that I used gold foil on the, it looks like I wanted to create like a honeycomb and like honey drizzling off a spoon or something.
Yep.
So I created that effect by pouring the gold on. Well, first I poured my colors and I drug a paper towel over the top. And that's how I created the lined effect.
Oh, there we go.
Swiping effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then to create the melting honey at the bottom by the block, I let it dry for about every 15 minutes, and I would tilt it down and up, and that's how it creates the waves in it.
Yeah, it's got like three-dimensional almost.
The top is starting to dry, but the lower layers are still wet. So they're going to shift a little bit. So you're not supposed to do that unless stupid. I wanted that to happen.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now those are going to be both going to be at my my sixth show.
So, this one's nice.
And that's called Hidden Layers.
Hidden Layers.
And that's a process that I did in three layers. And it took about a week. And I did my first layer. And I poured rows of colors, and I swiped, and then I let it dry. And then it was dry, I poured a clear layer. Then I poured colors on top of the clear, but when the clear dried, they revealed the layer below them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a depth.
Oh, okay. And why don't you grab that last big one there, too, Katie? We'll take a peek at that. This is just an idea of some of the stuff that you will see at this art show on May 6th. Incredible work.
See how high I get this one.
Man, that is neat.
Oh, yeah. And now, see, another piece I did in high school.
Wow.
A drawing of a rock star. I call it the rock star.
Mm-hmm.
No one I know. But, yeah. But that's an example of work I did in high school.
Now,
and that'll be at the May 6th show.
Okay. You know, Heather, not only do you do this art because you absolutely love it, but you're also inspiring others with disorders.
Right.
That life doesn't just end. You're proof of that.
Right. Thank you.
I can't wait for this. Again, the show is coming up when?
It's on May 6th on a Thursday.
Okay.
It's 3 to 7. It's at 215 North 3rd Street, across from the Hub Pub.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of by Toasted Frog.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay. And bring a mask.
Yes.
And, yeah, you're going to be practicing social distancing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, let's see here. Let's go to yours here. Art by HeatherKraus.com. Art by HeatherKraus.com. All one word. And that's how people can get a hold of you?
Yep. And with the HTTP, thing.
Like the beginning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. All that.
Oh, yeah. 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 I think, yeah, they got that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, like, I guess with my site, the person I bought it through. That requires you to put in the HTTP.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Just remember that, everyone. Do the HTTP, whatever.
Yep, https://www.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, sorry. Yep.
Yeah. Or just, artbyheatherkraus.com.
Yeah. But PaintPoint has basically, PaintPoint along with, at the same time as having my diagnosis of, wait, how much time do we have?
Get a couple minutes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, basically, it's just tell me to let go and love life. And things get hard. And eventually, with this disorder, you slowly are still not able to do things anymore. But you just have to find things you love to do in life and just keep doing them in any way you can.
You are truly an inspiration. Yeah. You know that?
Thank you. And trying to be
well
for myself and family. And yeah.
Well, you definitely are. No doubt about it. Heather Krause, thank you again for gracing us with your presence here in the studio today. Folks, I'm going to tell you this right now. You want to go check out this show May 6th again from 3 to 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday at 215 North 3rd Street.
Yep. A lot of gifts for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. There's
and a reminder. Any holiday, really. So any good day for a gift.
Okay.
You know,
perfect.
Anytime.
You're not only inspirational, but you're quite the salesperson, too. Thank you so much, Heather. Yeah. And I'm definitely going to go swing by and check out that art show. That is for sure. And again, it's May 6th, folks, 215 North 3rd Street in Grand Forks. Heather Krause, an artist, very inspirational person. Thank you so much again for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
We'd like to thank, special thanks to First Community Credit Union. You know, if you've been dreaming about your forever home, well, forever, now is the time to make that dream a reality. You know what? Now's the time to contact Craig Venske, mortgage loan officer with First Community Credit Union. Craig can make your home buying dreams come true with the low interest rates and quality service. First Community Credit Union can help you with all of your home buying needs. With rates still incredibly low, you know what? Now might be the perfect time. Make your forever home dream come true. Contact Craig Venske at First Community Credit Union, 701-757-6805, or email craig.venske at myfccu.com. First Community Credit Union, equal housing opportunity. Well, folks, coming up the weekend, hopefully soon. Tell you what, make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? You know, we all know how great of a town Grand Forks is. Well, Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.